moves in mysterious ways, doesn't he? I have got latest newsletter. If you'd like to look at that, there's some on the back, and you can pray for the mission and see what we're up to. And if you're into techno stuff, we've got a website and a Facebook. But the other thing I've done is a little pink leaflet called Drugs and Alcohol Awareness, Gloucester City Mission. And it's, I talk about drugs and substance abuse in alcohol so freely, and I suddenly realise people look at me blank because they're not always familiar with the street names and what they do to people and the side effects. So I produced a little leaflet. So if you are interested in knowing what the street names are and what it does to people and the dangers of it, there's a little leaflet maybe you could take away and even pass on to someone else. And I tend to use that at schools and when I'm doing presentations elsewhere. Right, if we could just have a look at what we've been up to. We could just get a picture up there, Donald. Now, one thing at City Mission is very important to us is prayer and breaking of bread. We're not a church, we're not a denomination. In fact, we're made up of Christians from many different walks of life with a passion. They're evangelists and they want to take Jesus Christ onto the streets of Gloucester. And I wondered how this would go because people break bread in different ways and have different, you know, traditions. But we very, very simply, as you can see, just have some grape juice and some bread in the Bible. And we remember the Lord Jesus before we go on the streets. It's not a regular, but we just do it occasionally. But it's very powerful because it reminds you of why you're going out there. And the other thing, the next picture, I'm doing this deliberately to show the importance at City Mission that we put on prayer. Before we go on the streets, we arrive, we go on the streets at 11, guys get down there at 9, start setting up, and then we have about 45 minutes prayer time. We really feel that prayer is absolutely vital to our ministry. So, okay, we move on. And there's some of the team in the market. That was last Christmas. We'll be having another one this year. This year I've been doing tourist evangelism down at the Quays in Gloucester. I don't know if you've been across to the new Quays. I thought, hey, there's lots of people down there to hear about Jesus. They're turning up by the coachload. So we went down and put a market stall up. Don't sell anything. I bought 500 challenge newspapers and gospels and Bibles and children's books. And we just shared Jesus and were able to talk and pray with people and share the gospel. And some of my team are very gifted, especially the guy on the left. He is very gifted on the market. He's just a natural. He's one of those natural, he can go to complete strangers and in minutes be talking about Jesus Christ. That's Brian on the end there. Okay, let's move on. And at the market stall again, we have the prayer tree, we have our display up. Okay, let's move on. And that was our Christmas carol service last year. We had 80 street people come in. And they came in and they sing carols. And we have do not think of a carol service like anything you may have here or at my church. It's, their attention span is very low. A street person would be very fast moving, very punchy. And some of them are very drunk and they come up and start singing. I don't know if we've got a picture of one singing. We might have in a minute. Oh, that's some of the food laid on with the buffet we lay on. Okay, if we can move on. And the guy with the Christmas hat on, that's Andy. And Andy hasn't long been out of prison, but when he sang, he used to insist on singing Away in a Manger. And we let him do that. And his party piece at the end, when we had the food, was to sing Johnny Cash's song, A Man Called Sue. And that's his party piece. Okay, if we can move on. And this is the hampers that some of you guys contribute to. We had 130 hampers last year. That's not my office. I can't get them in my office. If you've been to my office, you know it's quite small. So Southgate Church next door let us use their hallway. And we store them there and get them equalised. So when that was printed, it was 100, but more came in. So it was 130 we had in the end. And we praise God for God's people who provide those. Because we couldn't afford it, and God's people every year come up trumps with that. And so when the street people leave our carol service, they have a hamper to take with them. Okay, let's move on. And there's the team going out Easter. We took quite a few hundred challenge Christian newspapers, Easter eggs, Christian tracts, palm crosses. We went out and just shared the real meaning of Easter to the street people and prayed with them. And that's some of the team getting ready. We've got three teams out on the street. One goes to the north of the city, one to the south, and one to the centre of the city. And we go, we're probably the only organisation that actually goes where street people are in situ, you know, where they are begging or in derelict buildings or on benches. So we go and find them. Okay, let's move on. And I call that the engine room. There's certainly the lady on the left. She came to me a few years back when we were going through a bit of a difficult time and said, "Mike, I can't go on the streets, but I feel the Lord wants me to cover you in prayer, the whole team, when you're out there." And she faithfully comes every week and she finds a little room and she just prays. And then we felt two by two, so we encourage other people to be with her. So that's Mary praying there. So I call that the engine room for good reason. Okay, let's move on. And they're coming back with some of the food. We spend about £3,000, £4,000 worth of food at Greg's every week, buying hot pies because we have no cooking facilities. Hot cross buns that particular day. Right, we move on. And there's one of the guys, that's Phil. Pray for Phil. That guy really wants to get a job. He's off drugs, he's clean, he's trying to get his act together, desperately wants to work again. He's ex-army, and he's just, it's so sad because somebody wants to work, and there's no jobs out there. And he's clean off drugs. So pray for Phil. He's a lovely guy. That's the one on the left. Eric's one of our workers on the right. Okay, I think that's about it now. Thank you for your support. Amen. I tried to keep that short. Got here. As I said, I will talk about Gloucester City Mission all day. Very passionate about city mission work. But you can get that on the newsletter on our website. We're going to sing again. Filled with Compassion. Somebody has picked some really good hymns for me today. The city mission. We'll stand and sing Filled with Compassion.